NPR News from New York.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little bit of Mozart to get things started in the noon hour with the Rondo alla Turca, or Turkish Rondo, performed by the Philharmonia Virtuosi, conducted by Richard Kapp, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on in the afternoon hours, and I think you'll enjoy what we have in store for you this noon hour. The Lyon Opera Orchestra, and a concerto that is quite cheerful and a great deal of fun to listen to, and very appropriate for a sunny summer day. The Harp Concerto by French composer Darius Milhaud, along in just a little bit. With that nice summer sunny day in mind, we'll continue with a reflection on autumn. Some music written in the early 20th century for violin and orchestra by Ottorino Respighi, the Autumn Poem. We'll hear the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra next, Julia Fischer, our violinist, and Jakob Kreisberg, the conductor, on KPR. Composed around 1917, the Autumn Poem of Ottorino Respighi, violinist Julia Fischer, playing with the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jakob Kreisberg on Kansas Public Radio. Some music that is at times brooding and mysterious, and that'll be a nice contrast to some music we've got coming up. A very sunny, upbeat, and cheerful Harp Concerto by Darius Milhaud, which we have coming up in just about 10 minutes' time. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Riverat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riveratks.com. The KU campus, 80 degrees. Warming to 82 with mostly sunny skies. For today, tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow starts off quite a nice day as well, sunny with a high of 87. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday night, a low of 67, and a good chance of showers on Sunday. Up next on KPR, romances. Three romances that were composed by Clara Schumann, wife to Robert Schumann, and one of the finest piano virtuosos of her age. Three romances for violin and piano, played by violinist Aaron Rossand, and Hugh Sung at piano on KPR. Aaron Rossand, violinist, and pianist Hugh Sung together in Three Romances, composed by Clara Schumann, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:35, at the top of the hour news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3, and between 1 and 2 p.m. we're looking forward to a performance of Edvard Grieg's One and Only Symphony. That's a little bit later today. Thanks for being with us for Classics on a Friday afternoon. Hope that you'll be able to join us tomorrow morning for Bullseye, where Jesse Thorne will chat with Caitlin Olsen of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. You'll hear that tomorrow morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on all KPR1 stations. For our next performance, we have a 20th century harp masterpiece concerto from Darius Milhaud. His harp concerto will be played by the Lyon Opera Orchestra. Frederic Kimberling is our harpist, Kent Nagano the conductor, on Kansas Public Radio. The cheerful Harp Concerto, composed by Darius Milhaud, played for us by the Lyon Opera Orchestra, conducted by Ken Nagano, and our harpist was Frederic Kimberling, here on Kansas Public Radio. Closing in on 1 o'clock, and just about time for NPR News, an update of headlines followed by the next hour of music, where, among other things, we await the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra's rendition of Edvard Grieg's One and Only Symphony, that and much more, still to come. Sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s for this afternoon, tonight clear, with lows in the mid-60s. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading and Events this June and July, with Adventure Mobile, Curiosity Club, and activities like Beanstack Pack to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer-reading.
My name is Tony Cammon, and I'm...
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
First time in 2 years. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. nature.org/solutions. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A Spanish dance, one that they call Villanesca, or Spanish Dance No. 4 from Enrique Granados, played by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons. And this is Kansas Public Radio. In an afternoon of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. We're looking forward to the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. And they'll have a very special piece of music written by Edvard Grieg from the composer's earliest days, and something that never actually was performed in the composer's lifetime, Grieg's one and only symphony. That's coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. In about 15 minutes from now, between now and then, we have a recording of the Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida Musicians for some American chamber music, written by one Randall Thompson, who was born last year of the 19th century and was one of the students of Leonard Bernstein at the Curtis Institute of Music, and very well known for his vocal works and his three symphonies. A little chamber music now in a suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola. Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida Musicians, give us that next on Kansas Public Radio. Lovely American chamber music. Musicians of Chamber Music Palm Beach, Florida, with a suite for oboe, clarinet, and viola from composer Randall Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:25, at the top of the hour, news from NPR, and we're enjoying the classics until 3. And All Things Considered from NPR News arrives at that time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. The KU campus at the moment, 81 degrees, about as warm as it's expected to get today, high of around 82, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 62. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day, sunny with highs in the upper 80s. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning tomorrow night and a low of 67, and a good chance of showers and storms on Sunday. And now we arrive at music written by Edvard Grieg as a young man of about 20 years of age. That was the time when he wrote the one and only symphony that he would ever write, but it's not a symphony that would ever be performed in Grieg's lifetime. It sat in the library stacks of a Norwegian music society for about 113 years after it was composed, with the handwritten and somewhat cryptic note by Grieg on the score that it must never be performed. It must not have had much confidence as something written as a student, but in 1981 it got its first performance. And it's a lovely piece of music that should not be neglected. And here is the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra's rendition, under conductor Neeme Järvi, of Grieg's Symphony in C minor. The music of Edvard Grieg, composed as a young man of 20 years of age, his one and only symphony, played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neeme Järvi on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and up ahead news from NPR, with more classical music awaiting us in the next hour. Quite a bit to enjoy. We'll hear a concert fantasy based on themes from Gounod's Faust, written by Pablo de Sarasate, and some wonderful symphonic variations by Antonín Dvořák. That and more still to come here on KPR. Mostly sunny skies for this afternoon, temperatures in the low 80s, clear tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow should be a sunny day with highs in the upper 80s and a chance of showers for tomorrow evening. You're listening to KPR.
At morning...
Your morning edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're conservatives. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at BetterHelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning things with the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit, with an interlude from the Poème de l'amour et de la mer, Poem of Love and the Sea, music by French composer Annette Chausson, on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon, and between now and then, we will listen to music written by a great Spanish violinist, Pablo de Sarasate, a few variations on themes from Gounod's Faust, and then variations of the symphonic variety by Antonín Dvořák. The BBC Symphony has that performance for us just a bit down the line. We will continue with something written by Alan Havanas, an American composer of the 20th century, and this was written in 1958 for the Houston Symphony, a musical reflection on one of the most enduring stories of Greek mythology, the loss of the wife Eurydice by the great Orpheus, said to be the finest musician of his day. The Meditation on Orpheus, with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, led by Gerard Schwartz, next on KPR. Composed in 1958, The Meditation on Orpheus, from Alan Havanas. Gerard Schwartz led the Seattle Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20, and 10 minutes from now we'll have along the BBC Symphony Orchestra to hear a remarkable set of symphonic variations from Antonín Dvořák. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Speaking of variations, what we have next for you next is some music for violin and piano from the great Spanish violin virtuoso and composer Pablo de Sarasate, of the 19th century. A great performer and composer of some original works, but he also had a particular speciality in adapting pop music from popular operas of his day. And in this case, we'll hear a concert fantasy on themes from Gounod's Faust with violinist Gil Shaham and pianist Jonathan Feldman on KPR. A concert fantasy on themes from Charles Gounod's Faust. Music put together by the great Spanish violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. Violinist Gil Shaham and pianist Jonathan Feldman today on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:33, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight, from 7 to 9, it's Film Music Friday. We're just a day past the 4th of July, and on tonight's program, we'll have music from some of Hollywood's most patriotic films. Hear what Jerry Goldsmith wrote for Air Force One, Silvestri's music from Captain America, and others such as Apollo 13, Independence Day, and more. Daryl Brogdon has a program of patriotic film music for you tonight on Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s here at the KU campus tonight. Should be mostly clear, a low of 62. Tomorrow is going to be quite a nice day with sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 80s. We have a low of 67 for Saturday night and a pretty good chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially overnight on Saturday, and then 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. For you next on KPR, we have the BBC Symphony Orchestra and some music written in 1877 by Antonín Dvořák. Some interesting music that he wrote because it was essentially something that he wrote on a dare. There was this Czech folk song around that time called I Am a Fiddler, and it was considered somewhat of a silly, somewhat of a frivolous tune, and certainly not something that you would compose a whole set of symphonic variations on, but a colleague of Dvořák's challenged him to do exactly that, and he ended up delivering a beautiful orchestral creation. We'll hear Dvořák's symphonic variations for the BBC Symphony on KPR. That applause for the BBC Symphony Orchestra and the wonderful symphonic variations from Antonín Dvořák, composed in 1877, here on KPR, where it is just about 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon and indeed a fun week sharing classical music with you. We'll visit again Monday at noon. Don't forget Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9.
Hello, I'm Cordelia Breck. Right now, you'll receive a KPR enamel pin when you donate $7 per month or more. Thanks for your consideration. KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.